Yeah.
I was wondering, is yeah going to get said?
It is, of course. 95.5 KLOS at the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
Every afternoon at 5, we play 5 songs in a row with a theme.
We do, and it's called Gimme 5, and this one's going to throw you, man. The theme for today is Gimme 5.
The theme is Gimme 5.
Of Gimme 5, yes.
Which means... Give me song titles with Gimme 5 in them?
Well, the number 5, somewhere in there.
Oh, 5.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I knew it would be confusing.
All right. Yeah, because you said it confusing.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll stop, Matt Pinfield will stop by.
Yes, he's supposed to pop by and chat for a while.
We have some tickets for the LA Kings on today's program.
Yep.
We have People Are Dumb. We have One American Dollar. And we have Random Things That Give You Anxiety. In the 4 o'clock hour.
I got a list of those.
You do, don't you? I have a small list.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know about that. I think I could rattle off quite a few of yours. Yeah. When we're watching movies, my woman and I were like, oh, Kevin's out. Oh, Kevin's out.
Really? How about that?
Understandable.
I can't wait to hear that.
That'll be fun for you.
That's coming up at 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
What is happening with you?
What do you mean? Nothing. Nine. You know, I wasn't there, man.
So that wasn't an accusation. It was just what's happening.
Oh, I see.
How are you?
I'm good. I don't know.
We're all touchy.
Yeah, what?
A little touchy. Time for People Are Dumb.
Nice.
People are dumb.
And they're back.
When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
This, again, was sent to us by Raul.
Oh, Raul, you rule.
Pretty much is the producer of our show. This is a man serving 15 years for homicide tries to escape prison disguised as a sheep.
That's dangerous in a
disguised
prison.
As a sheep.
Hey, that sheep looks pretty bad. Good.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Jose Luis Calasaya Diaz.
Sure.
Attempted to escape from a maximum security prison in Bolivia. Earlier this month, by wrapping himself in sheepskin, he had a sheepskin jacket.
Sure, who doesn't?
So he turned it inside out and put it on. He was crawling on all fours through the grass.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you started saying this in maximum security, I'm like, this ain't in upstate New York. Oh, Bolivia. Okay,
Bolivia, that
makes a little more sense.
But he was using the fact that it was snowing.
Right.
To hope that they wouldn't see it.
Right.
And by the way... did a pretty good job.
Really?
Yeah.
How far did he get?
The guy was crawling around on all fours, looking like a sheep, until somebody did a normal check and noticed that he was gone from his cell.
Oh.
They didn't see him out there crawling around.
Because there's so many sheep wandering around, I guess.
Maybe it's sheep country? I don't have any idea.
Wow,
but they didn't notice him crawling around outside until they realized that his bed was empty.
They just lights out is what did it.
And then they went...
Or whatever.
We gotta find... And then they found him. It may have worked.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine if a guy that was getting 15 years in prison for murder, for homicide, would escape dressed as a sheep? Are you kidding me? But there is a picture here that I'll post online.
Oh, sweet.
Relatively soon. And he looks...
Oh, no, that's pretty good.
It looks pretty good.
I can go with that.
That's not a bad idea.
No, that's pretty good.
Especially if it's inclement weather, as they say it was.
The dog comes up and like, hey, man, you're not no sheep,
man. You are not a sheep.
I'm not going to herd you. It is a dead giveaway.
Can you imagine just being a guy wearing a jacket inside out and walking around on your all fours?
And if you're in prison, you can probably go without bathing for a while. You probably smell pretty bad. A sheep goes by. They're like, oh, well, that sheep stinks.
That sheep really smells.
Let's go.
Let's get it out of the gates as fast as possible.
Out you go.
Have you ever heard of pilk?
Pilk?
P-I-L-K.
Can you use it in a sentence? No, I don't think so.
Listen to this news report.
To my team's favorite story of the day, and it requires Pepsi and milk. Should they ever go together?
Oh, my God, that's why you brought that in.
Pepsi have milk.
I'm like, why'd you bring in Pepsi and milk today?
And is the reason why?
Oh, my God, and you brought in 2 cups, you son of a bitch.
Well, yeah, we're both trying it.
No!
Yeah, we're both trying it, of course. Of course. There was a...
Where's the vodka?
There was a Christmas commercial that Lindsay Lohan did.
Mm-hmm.
She goes on to talk about that.
That is the question. And Lindsay Lohan says yes.
Nice. Ooh, naughty. Pepsi and milk.
I never remember hating Lindsay Lohan until now. You're making Pilk. Me, this is horrible.
Why not call it Mepsi?
There you go.
It's much better than Pilk.
Much better. When I saw this on the little list for today, Pilk, I thought it was Carl Pilkington.
Oh, no, sir.
You know, Ricky Gervais's arch nemesis from his HBO animated show from back in the day. I'm like, oh, are we going to talk to the Pilk man
today?
Yeah,
I wish so.
Let's talk to Carl Pilkington. Send him somewhere. You're pouring in
Milk into the Pepsi.
Into two cups with Pepsi. And oh, my God. You want to make me vomit, right?
Well, that's the whole point.
We're not allowed to drink in the studio.
I asked my woman if this is a normal thing, and she said she's heard about it before.
Never heard of it.
But it's a thing that I think they did it on Laverne and Shirley or some show like that, where they actually just showed
that
them.
Sounds
some
vaguely familiar.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's pouring milk
now. I'm trying to think what kind of
Pepsi
booze would go with this. My first thought would be Kahlua.
No, I understand your attempt. I understand your attempt to make it better. But it's just Pepsi and milk.
Well, also my attempt to add booze to everything.
Sure, of course.
All right, let's try it. Here we go. It just tastes like watered down Pepsi, which is watered down Coke.
I mean, it's not as...
Well, I don't hate it. I'm not going to vomit.
It's not bad.
I mean, Do you like milk?
Yeah.
I wonder if it would go better with Coke for me. You know what? I'm starting to kind of like it.
It's not bad.
It's not too bad.
That's super surprising. That is. When I saw this report, I was like, oh, why would you ruin Pepsi and milk?
You know, that's actually not too bad.
Why like is it not too bad? That doesn't make sense.
Someone brought you this drink at a restaurant and
you
like,
saw me pouring it and you were about to puke.
Yeah.
Just from watching me pour it.
I don't even like milk, first of all, and I don't like Pepsi, but the two of them together. I mean, bring me Coke, man.
Pilk.
Pilk.
Mepsi.
Mepsi. That's the right name.
I guess we're in.
All right.
That's a surprise.
Try this. Do this. You have it both in your fridge right now.
I would assume so. Give it a shot.
Yes.
It will surprise you that it's not as bad as you think it is.
It doesn't blow.
Right. We always disappoint teachers.
They went to so much work to make sure we knew history and, you know, what we should know as an adult.
But honestly, it's been 150 years since we've been in school.
That's very true.
So that's
some
not,
of us didn't
that's
bother
not on us.
Hardly ever going at
it's
all.
It's KLOS. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon, and it's time for...
I need you, baby. Darling, that's what I need.
Come on. I really want to give you this buck, man.
All right. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I think I won one this year so far.
I don't think I've been winning them lately. They're getting a little harder. My brain's getting more fried.
Well, let's make it easy. What do you got? Monday is President's Day, right?
That's right. So this is a kind of a president's quiz for you.
Okay.
You know, a lot of presidents won a second term. Back in the day, you could just keep on trucking. People wanted to vote for you, and I don't really
keep on trucking.
Really know why that went away completely. I mean, if everybody wants the president to be the president. But that's beside the point.
Yeah, I know.
So let's talk about the ones who did win at least a second term. And there's quite a few.
Man, so, I would think that's most of them.
A big chunk. There are not too many of them that only had the one-time round.
Okay.
So I'm thinking you should get, you know, I said six. I'll say five. We'll give you 10 guesses.
10 guesses.
Yeah, because you just need this buck, man, and it's President's Day. Hey, happy holidays to you. Woo! Why did they get
on
a
Monday?
Day
it's on
anyway,
Monday.
Yeah. Why did they get a day? Come on.
So, two-term presidents. Obama?
Obama was a two-term president.
Yes.
So, there you go. There's one.
Clinton?
Clinton was a two-term president. There you go.
Trump, no, thank God. who's before? Oh, George W.?
George W. Bush did win, unlike his dad.
His dad?
Which must have been pretty rough.
Didn't, which
no,
is a clue you shouldn't have given me, but
well, I mean, that
I
is
sort
like,
of knew that.
It's sort of, can you imagine, I mean, you're the vice president of a very popular president.
Yes,
and then
agreed.
You're so sure you're going to be, man, I'm going to be in this for a long time, but you don't, but then your kid comes along.
Right.
Hey.
I remember at the time, I think it was...
A lot of cocaine.
I think it was right when they were pushing Iraq out of...
Mm-hmm.
The country below them, Kuwait,
right.
Was it?
Sure, why not?
And his approval rating, Dad, his approval rating was like 92%. I remember saying on the radio, let's just not even have an election. It was ridiculous.
Because it seemed like it was just a done deal.
And then he lost.
And then he lost.
So two terms. So who was before George Sr.?
Your mom.
Ronald Reagan?
Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
You think Reagan had two terms?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Don't try and throw me off.
Ah, damn it. You're getting there. You're almost got this beautiful lounge suite.
There's no... Did Nixon get reelected before he quit? Interesting.
That's a good way of putting it, too. Before he quit.
Did he get elected before?
Well, you know, impeaching sure meant a lot back then. He's like, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. I better get out of here. I'm going to get out of here before you can do that.
I don't think he did.
You don't think he won a second term?
No.
Oh. So you're not going to say Richard M. Nixon, Tricky Dicky? No Tricky Dicky for you?
I don't. Is that wrong? All right, Richard Nixon.
Yeah! Woo! Play it! Play it! Play it! Yeah, man!
Really?
Yeah, woo! Yeah, you got yourself one American dollar.
I won on Richard Nixon.
Somebody's got to.
What are the chances
of that? By the way, one American dollar is brought to you by Yamaba Resort and Casino in San Manuel. Spend one American dollar at Yamaba and maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamaba.com.
I'd like to go visit right now and spend that dollar.
Me too. Let's go. Just a really quick, I think it's kind of interesting. Truman was the last person who could have gone for a third.
Oh, before they made the law then?
Yes.
Oh, was it really?
Actually only didn't even go for his second, and that was the last dude who was able to. And then, of course, a couple of them were in for a second time, but were murdered. So it's murder!
Right.
That would be McKinley and Lincoln. And then one I was going to...
But
hoping...
the peanut farmer, who's he?
Carter.
Carter only, only ran for one.
He went for a second one.
He didn't get it. Right.
No, yeah. Well, look at all the nice stuff he's out there doing, man.
Yeah,
cool,
right?
Dude.
He's
really
building homes.
The one I was hoping you would come around to was Grant.
Like I'm going to think of
Grant. No, because there's a name, Ulysses, that I think you are kind of familiar with.
Oh, yes. KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're going to take some calls now on random things that give you anxiety.
Well, that makes me kind of nervous.
Random things that give you anxiety.
Wow.
This came up out of a conversation that you and I had where you were talking about putting money in your wallet. Is that what it was?
I don't know. I don't remember.
You were talking about putting money in your wallet while people are waiting.
Wow.
That's what you were... You and I had this conversation.
I mean, I believe it. I just don't remember at all.
All right.
But if you want to talk about stuff that makes me nervous...
Okay, yeah.
I was thinking about
random
this.
Stuff that gives you, like, low-level anxiety. Doesn't have to be horrible.
Okay, well...
Can be. Doesn't have to be.
Right. Well, raging is dentist, man. I got to go to the dentist. If I have to go in, like I had an emergency root canal a few years ago, I mean, I was like hyperventilating. I hate
that bad.
And I know why, too, because my parents had all of their teeth yanked out in their 40s.
Oh, my God.
By dentists who were like, you know, the new trend is just to go ahead and get the false teeth and just get it done, even though your teeth are fine. Yeah.
Wow.
So they were totally paranoid about dentists.
But I can see that because there are people with sharp objects near your mouth.
Sure. Yeah, it makes
but the one you
out.
Were describing to me that you don't remember was like if you're in a grocery store and you get cash, putting your money away while people are waiting on you is stressful.
Wow, no, that doesn't... I don't remember that. I must have been something
insane.
Else because that doesn't bother me. So it must have been...
You're insane.
Something else.
Or I'm insane. I'll tell you something else that gives me low-level anxiety, and I wish it did more people, is when I'm in a crosswalk and somebody's waiting to turn.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
I sort of like...
Sure.
I sort of jog it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, to get out of the way.
Yeah, which is nice of you.
It gives me low-level anxiety.
You don't do the pretend run, where you're like pretending to run, but you're not really moving any faster.
You're going a little slower than you would have been had you walked.
I'll tell you another thing that gives me low-level anxiety. This job...
Why?
I don't know. It just because it's weird. I don't let myself think about what we do.
Well, of course not.
Because it's weird.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
But it gives you low-level anxiety.
It does, when I think about it, yeah.
And you've done
40
it for
years.
75 years.
Yeah, 118 years. But yeah, it does make me, when I really think about it, all of it. Just
part,
like,
of,
oh my God.
Part of the issue, I think, is that if you make a mistake, a lot of people hear it.
Yeah,
so there's
that's
a lot.
Not
to,
it. I don't know.
That's
what
not it.
Is.
It.
No,
what?
I don't much care about that.
What?
I don't know if I'd have to. I don't want to think about it too much because then I'll really freak out about it. I won't be able to come in anymore.
All right, you have random things that give you
anxiety
at any level.
Getting on a plane, maybe visiting neighbors, like when you got to meet the parents for the first time.
I am scared to death. I don't know if that is the category.
Well, of course, you know.
Scared to death of needles.
Oh, right.
Scared to death.
Really?
Yeah. Can't watch.
Really?
When they take my blood, I have to look away and close my eyes both.
Right. Really? Wow.
Yes. So that's not great.
No.
But that's high-level anxiety. I think the little picky things
Yeah. Are interesting
because you're anxious only for that, you know, 20-30 seconds.
Right.
And then
yes. It's
gone.
Yes. Like maybe merging onto a freeway.
Sure, a lot of people have a problem with that.
Yeah, I have
a problem with people merging onto a freeway.
Get out of the way!
I hate them all.
What is wrong with you?
So low-level anxiety, what kind of random things give you that?
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. We're talking about random things that give you low-level anxiety. You have that?
People cussing that are with me at a store.
At a store?
It could be a spectacle, yes. It gives me anxiety if somebody is like
dropping the F-bomb
because they're making a scene.
Yes.
Yes.
But then people look at me. So I'm like, oh my God.
You know, I get that. And I have, and it's hard for me to keep it clean. I have a really bad mouth and I'm always just, and my, a couple of friends of mine are just like throwing out F-bombs everywhere we go all the
time.
Oh, I cuss. I just don't do it in public.
Right. And you shouldn't. I mean, because there's kids and
especially
stuff,
if you're tall
ladies.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's not cool. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I get it. That makes sense.
Listen, that makes a load of sense.
Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Talking about things that give you anxiety.
All right. Well, I just realized another one, and one of them is calling KLOS. Talking on the radio.
Okay. What was the one that you thought of before?
Yeah.
The one I thought of before is when I arrive at a stop sign at the exact same time somebody crossing my path, I am nervous about who's going to go first because I always want to give them the option.
All right.
That's it.
Let me tell you how I handle this.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not be the right way, but this is how I handle it.
Mm-hmm.
I stop a little short so that I stop quicker. So they're still kind of rolling to a stop. And then I just go quickly.
Mm.
I don't know if that's a great idea.
I cut you kind of people off.
Do you really?
Because I pay close attention when I come up to a four-way stop.
Right.
And I'm like, I know
but
who
I
was there first.
Before you,
I know. I know you're cheating, so I'll cut
cheating,
you off.
Yeah.
But I think that's kind of a good idea. And that is a very understandable anxiety. Thanks for calling. Thanks for overcoming your anxiety of calling KLOS.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS.
Little things that give you low-level anxiety. KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey, things that give you low-level anxiety?
Helicopters.
Oh, really?
Anytime a helicopter goes over you or getting in one?
I can't stand helicopters.
Yeah. Well, it's unfortunately the wrong city to be in, isn't it? I mean, it didn't used to be like this, but my God, there's so many helicopters there.
You just need to get one of your own, man.
Yeah. Yeah, do it. Then you'll love them.
Have that beer in your helicopter.
Yeah. Thanks for calling,
man. That's great advice.
Start flying around with beers.
KLOS, hello.
Woo!
Yeah, hi. How you doing today?
Good. Thank you. We're talking about things that give you anxiety.
My wife's driving.
You know, I was going to say the same thing. Your wife makes me so nervous when she's driving.
Jeez Louise.
Is she?
When you go into a parking lot, I've already got a place where I want to park. She wants to circle the wagon trains and come around again.
But is she a good driver? Like, if you weren't in the car, you would be able to say, oh, yeah, she's a good driver. She's fine.
Yeah, I mean, she's got a goose egg driving record.
All right.
That way. But
wow.
Sometimes when just going, I'm like, oh. And then I yell out like, oh, and then she smacks me because I scared her.
You don't really want to scare the driver.
No, yeah.
That's probably good advice.
I got to say, my wife driving is amazing. She's like one of the only humans I'll ride with.
Really?
She's such a good driver.
Wow.
All right, let's keep talking about what makes you nervous. 818-955-KLOS.
Talking about little things that make you nervous. KLOS, hello.
I got to say them scratchers. Okay, so, like, you have to get, like, say, three.
The scratcher lottery tickets?
Yeah. And I'm, like, scratching, and I'm like, okay, there it is. There's the 888. And then I think, okay, I'm going to get it, and I never do. I never, ever, ever win. But the anxiety is crazy.
Huh.
That's all.
I mean, it's supposed to be fun, but it actually just makes you crazy.
It does. It makes you crazy, but yet I continue to do it.
I kind of find that happens to me sometimes in Vegas, especially if I've been down for a while.
Oh,
and I'm
sure.
Like, I start getting really worked up. I'm like, here's an idea. Stop playing!
No, that's a ridiculous answer.
It is.
Yes, walk away.
You got, nope, don't walk away. You got to double down. You got to buy more tickets and keep scratching.
Gamble, gamble, gamble. Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. Little things that make you nervous?
Driving in the carpooling.
Oh, really?
Oh, let me ask you a question. Is it about the difference in speed between you and the people in the lane to your right?
Yes. Yes, I'm always so nervous that driving in the carpool lane, somebody's going to cut in.
Yeah, you know, I get that because it feels wrong to be flying past people, but you don't see those accidents very often, I don't think, where that happens.
I don't know because it's...
I see them fly in plenty of times.
Yeah, yes, true.
But so it is scary, and I often use it with my kids in the car. So I'm thinking I've got to get to work on time or them to school on time, but it's just.
But
it's,
do you slow down a little bit if it's super busy? Yeah.
Oh yeah, I always keep lengths of cars in front of me, but it doesn't stop people.
Then you have people on your ass the whole time. Come on, move it. You can't win.
No, that
makes sense. That totally makes sense.
Thanks for calling. Thanks. We appreciate it.
There's a lot of things about Los Angeles that can make you nervous.
KLOS, hello.
Well, I don't mind catching spiders, but I don't like putting my hands in gloves.
Oh, really?
You don't like putting your hands in gloves, meaning there might be something in there?
Oh, yeah, spiders.
So you'll deal with the spider, but to put on the glove with the spider is...
Okay, so I dealt with it by putting my garden gloves in a baggie and ziplocking it.
Ah, very smart. See, come up with a way to get over your fear and use it.
Very clever. Thank you for calling.
And I want to put a shout out to my Marine veteran who's 22 years old, and he's in school, and he saw some action.
What's his name?
That's classified, sir.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'm just trying to give him a shout-out. Yeah.
But he knows who he is.
Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
Little things that give you anxiety.
I have a friend who balloons, like blimps, and like hot air balloons and all those kind of things make her crazy nervous.
Well, really?
Because she's afraid that they're going to fall out of the sky and envelop her. That becomes like a serious fear. Like,
really?
Yeah, she sees a Goodyear blimp out. She's like, oh, damn
it. I mean, especially now, you don't know that the government's not going to shoot it
down. Exactly. That's exactly right.
But that now is the only time that makes sense.
But like, there was a video one time of just like a little blimp, little small one that had got hooked up on
stuck on a wire?
You know, billboard.
Billboard, okay.
Hanging off the billboard, and she was like going to throw up just looking at it.
Really?
Yeah, she's like, oh my God, that's horrible. Wow. That's my fear. Yeah, that's an interesting one, I think.
KLOS, hello.
What's happening, K-Slug?
Hey.
Talking about random things that give you anxiety.
First, I haven't got my shirt from when you guys did my show.
Oh my God, can you believe that?
Listen,
seriously, but I'm cool. I still love you guys, but you know what gives me anxiety? I'm doing it right now.
What?
I am doing the prep for that damn colonoscopy, man.
Oh,
that stuff makes
that's
me
the
nuts.
Best.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, dude.
You have it tomorrow?
Yes.
So today blows for you.
Yep, as right it on. Were,
yes.
If you will.
Yeah. It's going to blow later. Let's put it that way, man.
You're going to punish your turlet.
Love you guys, man.
Thank you.
Thanks, dude.
Take care.
Good luck with tomorrow.
KLOS, hello.
When the store manager at Best Buy calls me in the office to put my in your mouth.
That makes you nervous?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. I understand. Hello, KLOS. What makes you nervous?
Other people's nervousness. If you wake up and you hear a scream, and that's happened many times, so I advocate that I'm pretty good with it. Like, being under pressure, but other people's nervousness just rubs up on me.
So you're extremely empathetic.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
So, like, with military experience or like restaurant business, I'm good at that.
Right.
But as soon as someone starts screaming, I'm just like, oh, like it gets to me. So.
I gotcha.
Let me ask you, like, when you were watching Aliens, when he was like, game over, man, game over, did that kind of get to you then?
Oh, man. I you just grind your teeth. You're like, man,
I get it.
If it'll get you, I'll get you. But yeah, man.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling, dude. Appreciate it.
KLOS, hello.
You know, when I was young, I was drinking out of a garden hose, and I won't do it anymore because I ended up with like 3 black widows in my mouth.
Oh my God.
They would hang out in there. That makes sense. Yowza.
It was terrible.
So that the idea of putting your mouth on a garden hose at this point in time really makes you bananas.
Yeah, at least just let it run for a few. I just put it right to my mouth and I got spiders.
And they're like, now they're like flying out going, hey, what the hell, man?
Oh my God. I can't even talk to you anymore.
Thanks for calling.
Your call makes me nervous.
Jimmy Five.
Hand him over.
Give me five.
Five.
Songs in a row.
Five, huh?
Sluggo.
It's traffic on the fives.
The theme today is five.
What?
5 is the theme today.
Are you like a 5-0 man? You cop? Are you cop? You narc?
5 in the title of the song or 5 in a band name? Whatever.
Just the number or letter?
The number 5.
Word 5. All right, 818-955-KLOS.
Nope.
You didn't ever work at a station that played this kind of music?
I did not.
Yeah, I haven't either, actually.
No, I would
But someone suggested this. They
Mariah on Twitter said, take 5, the Dave Brubeck Quartet. And I'd like to say, nope.
Oh, come on.
I'd rather go with Brian and San Pedro.
Yeah.
1985.
Oh, hell yeah.
Paul McCartney and Wings.
Oh, my God. This is one of my favorite songs when I was a kid, man. I played the hell out of it. Okay, 1985.
We're doing Gimme 5, 5 songs in a row. The theme is the number 5, KLOS. Hello.
Yes, I saw Quadrophenia when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Quadrophenia again front row when they replayed the whole thing at the pond.
Right.
I'd love to hear 515.
That must have been a hell of a flashback for you.
Oh, it's so good, man. And Dax Starkey was on the drums when they redid it at the pond. So, yeah, but seeing, I saw Keith Moon before he passed, so that was just an awesome
fantastic
thing.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. So 515 is a great song. Hopefully you can dig it in there.
And now the 5th song. No, Gimme 5. What?
You know, why do these musicians insist on recording long songs? We have to play commercials at an exact certain time, and they don't seem to care.
So
these long songs.
So that was Gimme 4?
Yeah, exactly. We'll do one more. Actually, someone suggested it. They tweeted it. It was a good suggestion. So if you tweeted a suggestion, we're going to play one more song after these exciting commercial messages.
We also
maybe it's yours.
Matt Pinfield will be joining us.
Yeah, Matt. Woo!
Always love him. And we've got tickets for the LA Kings coming up before 6.
That's right. This Saturday night game. We're going to get you into it on KLOS. There you go. The last of the Gimme 5, Space Station number 5. As suggested by, I don't remember. Do you want to see
someone on Twitter? Some person on
Thank
Twitter.
Thank you for doing that. It was a great idea.
The great Matt Pinfield joins us now in studio.
It's great to see you. What's up, Kevin?
How you been?
I'm doing great, man. It's good to see you guys. I'm, you know, excited about this week's episode of New and Approved on Sunday night. It's 8 o'clock and it's a 2-hour show. And, of course, I have a guest on this week who's at no loss for words, and I love this guy, George Thorogood.
Yes!
Woo! George Thorogood is so...
Yeah.
You know, we talk about... You know what? I think what will really blow people's minds when they hear my interview with him, and, of course, we play a lot of music there
You're
as well.
You're not ever for a lot of loss for words.
It's true.
And he's not at a loss for words.
So he gets, you know, we don't dominate the 2 hours with talk. We play a ton of music and give you a lot of great music history
and stuff.
Because
you got to take 2 hours just to play one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer. But
yes,
I mean,
you do.
There's so many other songs,
One time I got out of the car and I told my daughter, I'll be back around. You're going to go around. And when you come back and pick me up around this giant mall, I said, that song's still going to be playing. I got back. It was not over. But I love that song, don't you?
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, you know, so do you guys know this? I think I'm going to share with our KLOS audience and all our listeners. George Thorogood did not start playing guitar until he was 21 years old.
Is that right?
Really?
You would never expect that, right? Because he's like, you would think he was, and he was saying, you know, he loved rock and roll, but.
You know, it's funny because in Who Do You Love, he says he's 21. I'm just 21, not afraid to die. So that was right around when he was just getting.
Right, and it was a Bo Diddley cover, so it was a perfect song for him to do, right?
Perfect. That's beautiful.
But it's really good. He tells some great stories about, you know, loving rock and roll as a kid.
Nice.
Learning how to play the guitar and figuring out he wanted to do some cool blues and country covers, so you know, we'll talk all about that.
Sweet.
But that's Sunday night, guys.
Yeah. Okay,
Sunday
cool.
night is such a cool show with you at 8 o'clock because you learn so much.
I love to share stories, you know what I mean? That's my thing. It's like, you know, to collect stories from artists and then be able to tell them again and put a little different spin and a little more insight into the song sometimes.
Yes.
I mean, that's what I love. It's just because it's always been my thing since I was a kid.
I wanted to know,
why'd you write this song? What were you thinking at that time?
We've been talking to Matt Pinfield for 400 years.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that.
So that's Sunday night at 8, but what else you got going on Axis?
You know, I've got a show on Axis TV that I co-host with two other people called The Power Hour, where we show... new music videos in rock and heavy metal, and also we do some artist interviews, and you know, people vote on these videos. It's very cool. And talk about what's going on in music news for the week. So that's on Axis TV, The Power Hour. You know, I started doing the show on my couch, and it was 2 hours on like Twitch, and then now it's a television show.
Nice.
So where can people find it?
They can find it on Axis TV. I think, you know, you look it up. It's on many different people carry it.
Gotcha.
You You know, it's, you can stream it in different places. But, you know, it's a station that Mark Cuban started originally. It was the first high-definition TV station channel of all time.
Really?
And wow. I did a show years ago on that called Sound Off with Matt Pinville, where I interviewed everybody from, you know, a lot of guys that aren't with us anymore. You know, Les Paul, Lou Reed, Chester Bennington, Chris Cornell, and you name it. It's good to be back on there doing this show. And I'm excited about it, guys. So that's 7 o'clock every Wednesday night. I'll be out for the next
tonight. So it's tonight.
Yes, it's nice. Actually tonight.
7 o'clock tonight.
I can't believe it. That's right. It is tonight. Yeah. This is how much my head is spinning.
You got
guys.
So much going on.
I'm going
on,
insane, but I love it.
So much going on.
But most importantly, I love that I do new and approved here every Sunday, and I'm so grateful to be working with you guys, two guys that I love, that I've admired forever. Same. So
right back at you, though it is.
Good hanging with you guys. Thanks for having me on, guys.
I cannot get enough of that damn song.
That is a great song.
So good. The Struts. And, you know, we were just talking to Matt Pinfield a little while ago. He is apparently going to have the Struts in on his show at some point.
He has everyone, doesn't he?
That's true. On Sunday nights at 8.
KLOS, who's this?
This is Deanne.
Deanne, Saturday night, do you want to go watch the Kings play?
Absolutely.
Are you a Kings fan?
I am a Kings fan.
All right.
Where do you keep the cash in your house?
Hopefully this should be easy for you then. The question is, who played goalie for both Stanley Cups the LA Kings have won?
Quick.
Jonathan Quick.
Wow, boom.
Well done.
You're just right on it. You win.
Instantly. You got four tickets for Saturday night's game.
Right on.
Congratulations.
I can't even believe I got through. This is so cool.
You're dreaming.
I am.
You're fast asleep.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. A guy in prison for homicide in Bolivia tried to sneak out of jail wearing his jacket inside out and walking on all fours like a sheep.
And you know what? I've seen the pictures, and I can see where he could have gotten away with it.
Almost got away with it if it wasn't for those meddling kids. We discussed Pilk.
Oh, yeah.
Or Mepsi.
Nah, I like Mepsi better.
It's Pepsi and milk.
You would think you need to vomit, but it wasn't
too bad.
Yeah.
And we talked about little things that give you anxiety. One person called with driving in the carpool lane, and the other drinking from his hose because... And by the way, we grew up in Phoenix, Sluggo, and I both.
We did this all the time.
I lived on water out that came out of the hose.
Yes, 100%.
This guy had three black widows fly into his mouth.
So don't ever do that.
Never again.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. Ruin or improve an old adage?
I use this on my wife all the time. A boob in the hand is worth two in the bra.
It's a small world, but I wouldn't want to paint it.
My uncle used to say, I got to race like a piss horse.
Prove or ruin an old adage?
Eat and live.
My grandmother used to say, work hard, party hard, stay hard.
I got one for you.
Do it.
Get the bleeping button ready. Get you and the horse that rode in on you.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Okay, that's the actual phrase.
That's the real one.
What are you going to turn it into?
Wait, I thought it was no good deed goes unrewarded.
You're right. That is with the original, but I've so heard it that way for so long in my life that that sounds natural
now.
Wow,
I'm so confused.
Yeah, it's been that way for so long because it's so correct. You actually made me question it.
Yeah.
You're right. We're wrong. Well done.
KLOS, hello. You broke something during sex?
I was having sex in a phone booth, and we tore the phone off the socket.
You tore the phone off the socket?
I ripped it right off the wall.
The doorknob on a bathroom at a park?
The doorknob on a bathroom at the park.
Yes, we got locked in while doing it.
What a wonderful smell you've discovered.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi there. You broke something during sex?
It was a hotel bathroom in the shower, and she had one leg on the water faucet where the water comes out, and busted.
Oh, did it shoot water out of the...
Water all over the place, man. Water all over the place. But it was well worth it. Well worth it.
Got so intense that bed frame broke.
The wooden ones that go across the bed frame?
Yes. I broke every freaking one of them.
What did you break during sex?
Just somebody's front tooth.
Wow. Yes.
How did that happen?
Well, we were in the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of slipped and broke his tooth out.
Oh, wow.
I'm guessing that didn't continue then. That ended it.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I knocked his tooth out. Yeah, I was pretty much done.
Nice work.
There's not a year goes by that I don't watch the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown and the Charlie Brown Christmas special and the Thanksgiving special. I love that stuff.
Same.
So might steal these tickets from you. It's a family four-pack to Knott's Berry Farm with a peanut celebration going on now until February 26th. If you want more information about it, and tickets and deals, stop by Knott's.com or...
We'll take caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Family four-pack. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Johnny.
Johnny, you're caller 13.
Yeah, baby! That's what I'm talking about!
I was wondering what you were talking about.
Just beforehand, Sluggo and I were going, what do you think Johnny's talking about?
What he's on about?
I'm talking about winning those tickets, baby.
Yes, you are.
Family four-pack to Knott's Berry Farm for the peanut celebration. You are there.
I am there. Thank you guys so much. Love you guys.
Hey, Kevin, did you know that on this day in rock in 1964, the Beatles landed their first number one album in these United States of America? It was Meet the Beatles? I'm thinking you probably do. Sold over 4 million copies by December 31st, 1964 that year. And now to make sure the streaming doesn't cut me off, I'm going to count down a little bit. A three, a two, a one. Hey, Kevin, did you know that it was on this day in rock in 1977 when Glenn Matlock was let go from the Sex Pistols to be replaced by the one and only Sid Vicious? I'm betting you knew that. I bet you did. I bet.